喺帖撒罗尼加前书第三章嘅里边。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3,
圣灵用保罗对教会提出咗一啲嘅劝勉。
The Holy Spirit uses Paul to give some encouragement to the church.
喺嗰次嘅劝勉嘅里边咧，或多或少俾我哋有啲咁多好似好消极嘅感觉。
In the midst of all those encouragements, more or less, it does give us a feeling of being passive.
因为好似特别佢提到话，我哋嘅受苦原系命定嘅。
For example, it mentions the fact that it is will for us to suffer.
既然系命定嘅，咁所以我哋就必须要接受啦。
Since it is will for us to suffer, it seems like we have no other way but to accept it.
好似除咗接受之外咧，我哋冇乜其他辦法。
Besides accepting it, it seems like we have no other way.
雖然話主有恩典俾我哋扶持我哋，叫我哋喺患難嘅裏邊唔會遇到我哋擔唔起嘅事。
Though it says that the Lord has given us promises that even amongst those afflictions, it will not be too much that we cannot bear.
但係究竟呢個都係比較消極啲嘅。
Even so, it does seem very passive.
但我哋感謝主。
But we thank the Lord.
保罗嘅说话并冇停喺第三章。
Because the words of Paul do not cease in chapter 3.
所以喺第四章开首嘅时候。
Therefore, the beginning of chapter 4.
你就睇到啦，佢话我仲有话要讲。
You're able to see, he says that furthermore.
仲有啲乜嘢话要讲呢
？Furthermore, what else does Paul has to say?
就喺第四章嘅开头嗰一半，嗰一半。他就繼續講落去了。
That is at the beginning, the first half of chapter 4, Paul continues on.
在這段的說話裡頭，他講落去呢，就帶神的兒女去到積極那方面了。
In this passage, as he speaks on, he leads on the children of God into a more active aspect.
第三章就好像說，你們一定要會遇到患難。
Chapter 3 seems to tell us that we are appointed to suffer.
不過不用怕，神有恩典扶持你。
But do not fear, because God has grace to support you.
但到第四章的时候呢
？But in chapter 4,
他就更进一步呢，就提醒我哋啦。
He goes a step further to remind us.
提醒我哋乜嘢呢
？What does Paul remind us of?
神俾患难我哋嗰个目的喺边处
？He tells us the reason, the purpose for God allowing for us to go through tribulation.
我哋睇到。圣灵用保罗讲嘅说话系讲得非常嘅清楚。
We're able to see the words that the Holy Spirit uses through Paul is very clear.
保罗就带神嘅儿女头一件事情接触到嘅就系佢哋嘅生活嘅态度。
The first thing that Paul brings the children of God to take notice is that we must see what attitude it is through our daily living.
第一件事情就系话我哋嘅生活态度只系为着。
He says that our attitude in our daily living is in order to please God. For He gives us all of these commandments is so that we would know the will of God. And when we're able to walk according to the will of God, then we please God.
所以我们在神的面前那个生活的那个态度是要讨神的喜悦。
Therefore, the attitude we ought to have in our daily living is to please God.
或者说我们生活的那个目的是为了讨神的喜悦。
Or in other words, the purpose of our daily living is to please God.
等着你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you ought to know.
我们每一个人的天性呢都不是倾向讨神喜悦。
Each one of us by nature does not incline to please God.
我哋睇一睇我哋自己，睇一睇我哋所认识嘅人，你就知道。
When we look at ourselves, when we look at those whom we know, then we realize.
我哋所想嘅，我哋所要嘅。
What we think, what we want.
几乎我哋可以话，绝大部分系为咗我哋自己嘅。
We can pretty much say all of that, a majority of that is for ourselves.
绝大部分是为了要叫我们得到满足的。
A majority of those things is in order to please ourselves.
当然我们说我们生活如果我们得不到满足的话那我们的生活就没有意义了。
Of course, we can say that if we're not satisfied, then in our daily living, it seems like there's no meaning at all.
你说我们不是畜生。
We say we're not beasts.
佢哋日日就係咁樣。譬如好似話咗講只牛
，For example, the animals daily like a cow。
佢日日咁樣去勞苦做耕田。
Daily the cow would labor and they would plow the land。
咁佢耕田完咗，咁就一日就過咗，咁就晚黑就去休息。
After the cow plows the land during the daytime, at night the cow would rest, and that's how the day is spent。
當然喺當中嘅時候，佢有機會去食下草。
Of course, in the midst of the day, he has a chance to eat grass。
你話咁牛嘅生活嘅意義喺邊度
？Then you might question, what is the meaning of the life of a cow then？
咁樣生活有咩意思咧
？What's the meaning of living in this way？
好似即係天一光，擘大眼，咁就準備要去出工啦。
It seems like this type of living is when the sun comes out, I open my eyes, I have to go out and work。
咁然後咧，咁就話食下草，飲下水。
And then it's time to eat some grass and drink some water。
咁就又去做工。
And then I'll go back to work。
做到日落啦，咁就話翻去牛棚。
And then at sunset I can go back to my crib。
咁又等第二日。
Then it will be the next day。
你話係咁樣，那個生活嘅目的同意義喺邊算
？If that is the case, where's the purpose? Where's the meaning in life?
講笑話啦。
Just as a joke。
都唔係足力嘅，不過就係。
To be humorous。
你話即係等乜嘢呢
？What are we waiting for？
等到有一日冇辦法做工嘅時候，俾人劏咗嚟食咯。
As to be humorous, then what is the cow waiting for? One day, then there's no more use for, no more strength to plow. Then it will be slaughtered for food.
等於呢個係早期嘅一隻牛佢個生活嘅情形。
Brothers and sisters, that would be the early stages of the situation of the life of a cow.
咁又睇到近代呢？
When we look at the recent times,
你話仲慘
？You say even worse.
嗰啲牛喺牧場嗰度
，the cows are in the pasture.
係啊，日日又唔使做工，日日就係咁樣放出去食草飲水。
They don't need to work every day. They just let them roam freely and to eat grass and to drink water.
到冬天嘅時候，啲草唔夠啦，咁仲有人服侍佢，俾啲乾草佢食。
Even in the winter time when there's not enough grass in the field.They are even fed with service for the hay.
咁樣幾開心噶噃
？Seems very joyful.
但係咪真係好開心咧
？But is it truly the case?
如果你睇清楚
，If you look carefully，
你就睇到啦。呢一切咁樣嘅生活係為咗一日養肥咗佢就去劏。
You see, all the purpose of this way of living is to fatten the cow up, so one day they will be slaughtered.
你話咁樣嘅生活有咩意義咧？
You question then, what kind of meaning is this type of life?
有咩目的呢
？What is the purpose?
你冇辦法揾到個意義，冇辦法揾到個目的。
There's no meaning or purpose you can find in this life.
但係弟兄姊妹，我哋感謝神。
But brothers and sisters, we thank God.
喺人嘅身上邊，神起初造人嘅時候係有目的。
Upon man, at the beginning of creation, when God created man, there was a purpose.
神又係讓人生活喺度嘅。眼前咧係有意義。
God also allows for man to have a purpose, a meaning as man lives before God.
因為人係照著神嘅形象嚟被造嘅。
Because man was created according to the image of God.
神又將神管理嘅權柄交託咗俾人。
God has also delegated the authority to govern, to rule over the land to man.
所以人喺地上出現嘅時候，嗰個目的係非常清楚。
Therefore, when man appeared on earth, that purpose was very clear.
一面係喺度彰顯神嘅自己嘅榮耀。
On the one hand, it is to manifest God Himself and God's glory.
一面係代替神去顯明神嘅權柄。
On the other hand, it is to represent God to manifest God's authority.
等住呢個係我哋起開手嘅時候，我哋所留意到嘅。
Brothers and sisters, that's what we can take note of at the beginning.
從我哋嘅祖宗一路傳到而家。
From our ancestors until today.
神喺人嘅身上邊嗰個定義冇改變到。
The will of God upon man has not changed.
雖然人喺神嘅面前係越離神。
Though man, as time goes by, further and further departs away from God.
越過就越唔睬唔理神。
As time goes by, man will reject and are not mindful of God more and more.
但神冇改變到佢嗰個起初嘅嗰個安排。
Yet God has never changed His original purpose.
所以我哋感謝神。
Therefore we thank God.
喺合宜嘅時候，神就讓佢嘅兒子為我哋釘死喺十字架。
In the due time, when it is appropriate, God has allowed for His Son to be crucified on the cross for us.
然後又從死裏復活過嚟。
And He was also risen from the dead.
就作成咗個救贖嘅工作。
And He has completed that salvation work.
我哋就得到 接受佢做我哋嘅救主，我哋就得到拯救。
As long as we receive him to be our savior, we will be saved.
我哋就俾神带翻去到神起初嘅嗰个目的嗰度。
Once again, we're able to be brought back to that original purpose of God.
当然呢个系神嘅安排。
Of course, that is the arrangement of God.
但弟兄同埋姊妹，我哋冇办法唔承认一件事。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot but confess one thing.
喺我哋认识主或者话接受主嘅时候
，in our understanding or when we accept the Lord，
我哋冇咁清楚嘅体会
，we do not have such a clear understanding，
我哋冇咁崇高嘅理想
，we do not have such a high ambition，
我哋只系觉得话一个罪人如果得唔到拯救，佢就永远灭亡
，we only feel that as a sinner if we are not saved we will be condemned，
我唔甘心。
I'm not willing for this.
所以我信主咯。
Therefore, I believe in the Lord.
存一个咁样嘅心思去信主嘅时候呢
？And when we have such a heart as we come to believe in the Lord.
咁跟住嚟嘅系乜嘢呢
？What comes after that?
跟住嚟嘅就系话神啊，你系乐意向人施恩嘅，所以你就应该不停嘅嚟将恩典赏赐俾我。
What comes after then is we say to God, God, you're willing to give grace and blessing to us. Then you continue to shower me with blessings.
你唔可以唔俾我有恩典。
You must give me grace.
上个星期我去 Sacramento.
Last weekend I was in Sacramento.
我碰到一个刚刚今年读完咗加州大学医学院嘅。
I encounter an individual who just graduated, who finished in the medical center in California.
这个就在三藩市那个那处咯。
He just finished UCSF in the city.
因为在他不是医学院毕业，是读完了那个博士的课程。
And so he finished his internship or his courses for a PhD.
但是因为他在帮教授做实验的时候
Now because he was doing experimentation for the professor
他有他自己的一个体会
He had this understanding for himself
就跟他的教授的意见就很不相合
Because of that he was came into conflict with the professor's ideas
所以呢弟兄姊妹你就知道了他就受到很多的挫折
So then, brothers and sisters, you can realize he came into a lot of hardship because of this. He was one who originally was one who was very zealous to pursue after the Lord. Now, because he encountered such obstacles, it seems like he suddenly grew cold all of a sudden.
He felt that God's words and God's things were so difficult to do.好难去不可思议啊
He thought the word of God or the things that God will do is just incredible. It's just unfathomable.
弟兄姊妹，点解会咁嘅
？Brothers and sisters, why would that be the case?
一个好简单嘅原因喺嗰处。
A very simple reason there.
因为佢睇到佢同神中间只系接受神嘅赐福。
Because he saw the relationship he has between God and himself is one that he only received the blessing from God.
神祝福他，那他就开心了。
When God blesses him, of course he will be happy.
见不到神的祝福的时候就埋怨了。
When he does not see the blessing of God, he will grumble.
因为他忘记了究竟神的救赎在我们的身上面神要显明一个什么的目的在那里。
Because he has forgotten what is the purpose of God's Redemption, what does God want to manifest?
神的救赎不是叫我们去接受一个承受祝福的资格。
God's redemption is not to qualify us to receive blessing, not only to receive blessing.
当然神乐意赐福给我们。
Of course, God is very willing to bless us.
但这个不是唯一的原因或者目的。
But that is not the only reason or the only purpose.
神拯救我们
As God saves us,
最终最重要的那个点乃是将我们带回去到他起先的那个设计那里
The most important point or the ultimate purpose of God's salvation for us is to bring us back to his original devised plan.
亦都就是说神起初做人的时候他要在人的身上面 显明出来的那个目的那里。
That is also the purpose of the original purpose of God as He created man.
如果我们看到这个这样的事情，
When we see such a thing,
上个星期我们已经提过了。
We already mentioned this last week.
为什么我们会遇到难处呢？
Why is it we'll encounter hardship?
其中有一个原因就是神要造就我们。
One reason is for God to edify us.
咁神造就我们的时候，那个造就是怎样的呢？
Now as God builds us up, how is that edification?
是不是一直就捧住我们，将我们捧上去呢？
Does God only work in such a way that He only exalts us and lifts us up higher and higher?
当然神是乐意将我们捧上去。
Of course, God is very willing to do so.
因为救赎的恩典就是将我们要捧上去。
For that is the very purpose of the grace of salvation. It is to exalt us.
但是我们没办法不承认一件事。
But we must confess one thing.
我们人的愚昧就是说，
With man's foolishness,
在拯救的恩典的上面，我们时时都嫌少。
In the grace of God's salvation, we always complain it is too little.
但是在造就的恩典里面，我们时时又嫌太多。
But yet, in the grace of God's edification, we are complaining it is too much.
你留意到为什么会有这样的情形呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, let us take note. Why would these situations appear?
因为在救赎那里的时候， 是神赏赐给我们， 神加添给我们。
Because in the aspect of redemption is given to us by God, He adds on to us.
他没有要求我们有什么的条件去交换。
He does not require for us to exchange it for any qualification.
但当神造就我们的时候呢？
But yet, as God edifies us,
神就好清楚就话了。
God clearly says,
我们这个人的本性的里面有太多太多的东西是和神的性情不相符合的。
In the nature of God, there are so many things in man's nature that does not meet, that is not in harmony with God.
所以神就要在我们的身上有这么多的修理。
Therefore, God has to do a lot of work, a lot of pruning upon us.
甚至是说有一些要从我们身上除去的事物。
Or even at times, God has to just get rid of that upon us.
但是我们又不是这么听话，说神要什么就给什么给神。
Yet, we are not that obedient.As God desires, we would freely, willingly give to Him.
我们会在神的面前扭计。
We would complain and be naughty before God.
好像我们小个的时候一样。
Just like when we're young children.
不过现在我们都大过了，或者不记得了。
Now maybe we're older now and we have forgotten.
但是我们虽然现在大过了。
Yet even though we're older now,
我们可以看到我们下一代。
We can see the next generation.
年轻的这么多的你可以看到你的弟弟妹。
For the younger ones, you can look at your younger siblings.
你可以看到他们的什么呢？
What can you see from them?
你看到他们扭计。
You can see how naughty they are, maybe.
为什么会扭计？
Why do they whine?
他想要的东西得不到他扭计。
Because when they cannot get what they want, they whine.
大人要求他的事他不想做了，他又扭计了。
When the adults have a requirement for them to do and they do not want to do it, they whine again.
顶之问你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you can take note.
人和人扭计呢，那就几时都是小孩子赢的。
When there is an argument, a whining amongst people, it's always the children that will win out.
因为做爸爸妈妈的呢，心是软一点的。
Because as parents, their hearts are always soft.
好啦，你唔中意就算啦，算啦，算啦。
Okay, if you whine and complain about it, you don't like it, that's fine, you have your way.
不过净系今次就好咯。
But only this time.
下一次唔可以咁噶咯。
No more next time.
但系下一次又有今次。
Yeah, next time is again, this time is okay.
所以一直就今次又今次又今次。
So again, every time becomes this is the only time.
结果呢？
Then the result would be.
生活者咪越扭就越。扭计就越扭就越大咯。
The more the children act in that way to whine and complain, the more they do it, it increases.
但是你留意到。
My brothers and sisters, you take note.
神对我们那个带领呢？
As God leads us,
他是很心软。
He is very soft in heart.
但是呢，他又是很心硬。
Yet, his heart is also very firm.
因为他知道他要做的是什么。
Because he knows the work he is undertaking.
他要将我们带回去到神起先的起初那个目的。
For his desires to bring us back to his original purpose.
而我们 除非唔接受神嘅拯救。
Now unless we do not accept the salvation from God，
如果我哋接受神嘅拯救嘅话呢
？But if we are to receive salvation from God，
你就一定要接受神嘅修理。
Surely you must also receive God's pruning。
然后为咗要将我哋带翻去到神嘅嗰、那个。设计嗰个目的嗰度。
Now that's in order to bring us back into the device plan of God。
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵就引导我哋去学习一个生活嘅功课啦。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit leads us into this lesson of life。
要喺我哋呢个人嘅身上边建立一个生活态度，就系要讨神嘅喜悦。
That is to establish our attitude in our daily living, which is to please God。
咁点样叫做讨神嘅喜悦呢
？Now, how is it to please God？
系照住神嘅意思去生活。
It is when we live according to the will of God。
照住神嘅意思去拣选。
It is when we choose according to the will of God。
弟兄姊妹，说话系咁简单。
Brothers and sisters, the words are that simple。
但当你实际要去照住神嘅意思去生活去拣选嘅时候
，Yet when we truly learn to live and choose according to the will of God，
你就发现有好多嘅艰难喺嗰度。
We discover there are many difficulties。
第一，你周围嘅人唔系咁样谂。
First, all those around us does not think the same way。
但系你自己嘅心又唔系咁样想。
Even ourselves, we do not desire that。
第三啊，你最亲近嘅人呢，系又俾你有影响。
Thirdly, even those most close to us also influence us。
呢一切都系造成一个倾向。
Now all of these things then will push us toward an inclination。
唔需要咁重视神。
And that is, we do not need to focus, emphasize so much on the pleasure of God.
最重要是要我自己满足。
What's most important is to satisfy myself.
尤其是近代的一些的哲学的思想。
Especially in the modern day era's philosophy.
早二三十年的时候，那个存在主义很盛行的时候。
In the two or three decades ago, when they have this philosophy of my existence,
乜嘢嘢都系翻到我自己嘅呢个点上边。
Everything goes back to this central thought is upon me, I myself。
呢个咁嘅影响直到如今都冇过去到。
Even until today, that philosophy's influence does not pass away。
我唔知道弟兄姊妹有冇好留意时事嘅世界嘅時事。
Now I don't know if brothers and sisters pay attention to all of the times and events and things in this happening around the world。
如果你留意嘅話呢
？If you do take notice，
你可以發現好多好多嘅問題。
You'll discover many many issues。
唔同嘅地方
，in different places。
唔同嘅事件
，different events。
但係佢哋都有一個共同嘅特點。
But they all have this similar special characteristic。
都係為咗要滿足。有关的人的自己。
It is always to satisfy those that has to do something with ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you can notice then.
这个是整个世界的风气和我们这个人的天然是非常非常容易结合在一起。
That is the world trend today and our own self. It is very easily united together.
但是圣灵在哥林多前书里面就好清楚嘅提到头一件事情。
But the Holy Spirit very clearly in 1 Corinthians mentions about the first thing。
神嘅儿女嗰个生活嘅态度同埋目的，乃系为着要讨神嘅喜悦。
In the passage it says that the purpose, the attitude of the children of God, the purpose of their living is to please God。
然后第二件事情咧
，The second matter。
咁点解要讨神喜悦先
？Why is it we must please God？
唔讨神喜悦唔得嘅咩？
Is it not possible that we do not please God?
当然不认识神的人来讲根本就没有这个问题。
Of course, those who don't know God at all don't have this problem at all.
认识神的人就会有这个问题。
But those who know God will have this issue to deal with.
为什么要是要讨神的喜悦?
Why is it that I must please God?
下面圣灵透过保罗又跟我们讲出了那个原因来了。
Now the passage, the Holy Spirit through Paul tells us that very reason.
因为在第二节、第三节那时候就说。
Because in verse 3 there it says,
他说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
For this is the will of God, even your sanctification.
是远避淫行。
That ye should abstain from fornication.
我顶之后你要 特別注意到呢一件事。
Now, brothers and sisters, you must pay special attention to this matter.
因為神係要叫我哋成為聖潔。
For this is the will of God, our sanctification.
我唔知道喺星期五晚同弟兄姊妹有冇特別提及過關於聖潔嘅問題。
I don't know if brothers and sisters, I've mentioned this with you on Friday nights before.
聖潔常常俾我哋有一個錯覺。
Many a time, this matter of sanctification gives us a misunderstanding.
以為就係我哋呢個人係個生活思想乾乾淨淨。
We just think sanctification merely is that in our daily living, our actions, our thoughts are very clean and pure.
當然聖潔係包括呢個。
Of course, sanctification includes that aspect.
但係唔係只係呢個。
But that is not the only aspect.
我哋翻到去圣经原来嗰个意思呢
？When we go back to the original meaning in the Bible，
我哋会留意到
，we will take note
呢个圣洁呢
？This sanctification，
换一个说话嚟讲就系成圣。
In other words， it is to be holy。
嗱，弟兄姊妹，咩叫做成圣
？Now， brothers and sisters， what does it mean to be holy？
成圣乃系话似神。
To be holy means to be like God.
因为只有神是圣洁。
For only God is holy.
对不起，我不应该用再用圣洁那个词，那个词。
Now I should not use the word that is meaning just clean and pure.
虽然中文圣经是很多用圣洁。
Even though in the Chinese translation, the meaning is translated as pure and clean.
我宁愿说，我神要我们能够似他。
But we should put it in a way that we would understand God desires for us to be like Him.
換句說話來講，就叫，
in other words,
叫我們成聖。
It is for us to be holy.
弟兄姊妹，你記得的。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
有一次有一個年輕人去到主嗰處。
Was there not one incident when there's a young man who came before the Lord?
他說聖潔的夫子。
He said, Holy Rabbi.
主就反轉頭嚟問佢啦。
And the Lord asked him,
你點解叫我做聖潔嘅夫子
？Why do you call me good? Why do you call me a holy rabbi?
你唔知道只有神自己係聖潔係聖嘅咩
？Do you not know that there is only one who is good, one who is holy? That is God Himself.
嗱，換句説話嚟講，主就間接話咗俾我哋知。
In other words, indirectly, the Lord has told us.
如果你要講到聖
，if you're to speak on being holy.
只有神自己。
There is only God Himself.
在神以外，你没办法寻找到有成圣的人。
Besides God Himself, you cannot find anyone else who is holy.
那因此，等之后我们晓得。
Therefore,
神拣选我们的时候。
Brothers and sisters, we must realize when God chooses us,
救我们脱离罪同埋死。
He not only saves us so that we can depart away from sin and death.
不是仅仅叫我们得到神的赦免的恩典，不知道。有永远的灭亡。
Not merely for us to receive the pardon of sin from God so that we would not be eternally condemned.
当然那些是事实。
Of course, those are all facts.
但是不止这么多。
Not only that.
因为神拯救我们的时候要将我们带回去到原来那个地步再次神。
Because when God saves us, His purpose is to bring us back to His original purpose, which is to be like Him.
因为我们原来就是照着神的形象来被做出来的嘛。
Because we are made in the image according to God.
因为神起初就是要将他的权柄交给我们的嘛。
Because that's the original purpose of God, is to delegate His authority to us.
从我们的祖宗失落的时候。
Even when our ancestor fell.
神的形象就没有了。
We lost the image of God.
神的权柄就没有了。
We lost the authority of God.
在人的身上你再没办法找到神的形迹。
Upon man, there is no longer any trace of God.
但是神的救赎呢
？But the redemption of God.
是要将我们恢复回到这个这样的情形。
Is to restore us once again back to that condition.
所以这句说话又讲得很清楚。
Therefore, the words here are very clear.
他说神的旨意。
For the will of God.
就是要你们成为圣
Your sanctification
不要被玷污
That you would abstain, you would not be blemished
不理那个玷污的原因是什么
No matter what the reason for that blemish may be
总之你们要完完全全从不洁的事物 有分别。
Nevertheless, you should abstain from that which is unclean, which is fornication.
弟兄，这个是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, that is the will of God.
一提及神的旨意的时候
，when we mention the will of God,
我哋多少次同弟兄姊妹提过
？More or less, we have mentioned with brothers and sisters.
神有几多嘅旨意呢
？How many will of God is there?
我哋常常觉得话神有好多旨意，我哋要寻求。
We feel there are so many wills of God that we must seek after.
当然，你可以话从另一方面，你可以有咁样嘅体会。
Of course, we can say in other aspects we can have that understanding.
但弟兄姊妹，你必须要留意到，如果你以为神有好多嘅旨意嘅话呢
？But brothers and sisters, if we're in a situation where we think God has many different wills,
我唔敢话呢个系唔正确。
I dare not say that is incorrect.
但系我必须要话。
But I must point out,
在这个很多的旨意的里头，它是有一个根据。
Even according to the many wills we think that God may have, it is according to one basis.
所有我们以为是神众多的旨意，都是为着那一个作根据的旨意。
Even though we may think there are many wills of God, yet it is all according to that one will of God.
所以如果我们是好好地读神的话的人呢
If we do read the word of God well,
我们一定会发现一个事实
We'll surely discover a fact.
神只有一个旨意
God only has one will.
所以你留意到
So if you pay attention,
当圣经里面提及到神的旨意的时候
When the scriptures mention about the will of God,
不管它的点是指着哪里去
No matter what that point is focused on,
你留意到那个旨意是一个单独的数字，是一个单数的字来的。
You can see the word will is always singular.
你说为什么这么得意呢
？You say how come it's so unique that way?
神有这么多的安排，但是他只有一个旨意。
God has made so many arrangements, yet does God only have that one will?
神好像被我们接触到有很多的事情，我们都说寻求神的旨意。
It seems like we encounter so many things that God allows for us to go through, yet we seek after that will of God.
好像说，如果真的寻求神的人。
Now, if one who truly seeks after God,
他们又小得滞。
The kids are too young now.
那些又大得滞。
Some are too old.
譬如说
For example,
现在我中学毕业了。
For example, now, if I graduated from high school,
我要升上大学读书了。
It's time for me to go to college.
那我要去哪个大学呢
Now, which university will I go to?
我上大学的时候我要读什么科目呢
When I go off to college, what is my major?
如果一个真正是要寻求神的人
Now one who truly desires to seek after God,
他不会觉得说读完中学上大学是天公地道的事
They would not think it is very reasonable for me to go to college now that I'm done with high school.
他会觉得
They would feel,
虽然顺理成章我要上大学
It seems like very reasonable, logical that now the next step is
college. 但是上大学不是说上大学这么简单。
But going off to college is not just going off to college so simple.
你马上就接触了。
Immediately we'll encounter.
你要上哪一间大学
Which college should we go to?
在大学里面的时候你要选读什么科目
When we're in college, what courses do I take?
你想做医生啊，定系想做一个生物学家
？Now, if do I want to be a doctor or do I want to be a biologist？
因为呢啲嘢嘅时候咧，好喺相当部分可以重叠嘅。
There are many things, many courses we might overlap。
但系你最终嘅个目的系咩呢
？But yet, what is that ultimate goal？
好多人就话。唔理得咁多字咯，到第三、第四年先讲啦。
Many might say, "Oh, I don't need to worry about that until the third or fourth year."
但弟兄姊妹，如果我哋真正系一个寻求神嘅人
，But brothers and sisters, if we're truly one who seek after God,
喺你开手要升大学嘅时候，你就会喺神嘅面前去寻求啦。
Even as we're preparing to go to college, we have to come to seek before God.
神又俾你知道你作一个乜嘢嘅拣选。是最喜乐最平安的。
Then God will also allow for you to know what to choose, what would give you the most peace and joy.
你就说我知道神的旨意。
Then you say, now I know the will of God.
但是你说神的旨意只有一个。
But yet now you tell me there's only one will of God.
那究竟譬如我要去那一间学校。
Now for example then, if I was to go to that school.
咁如果嗰个系神嘅旨意之外，咁除咗呢一个之外，神就冇其他嘅旨意啦。
If that is the will of God for me to go to that school, then God will have no other will.
弟兄姊妹，我哋常常会有一个咁嘅困惑。
Brothers and sisters, many times we have such doubt.
但我哋感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我哋翻到神嘅话里边去嘅时候
，When we go back to the word of God,
你会好清楚睇到。
Very clearly, we can see.
神嘅旨意系一个。
There is only one will of God.
嗰个旨意系乜嘢
？What is that will?
系要将我哋带翻去到佢自己嘅面前。
That will is to bring us back into His presence.
简单嘅嚟讲，就叫我哋。恢复翻似神。
Simply put, it is to restore us once again to be like God.
如果讲得具体的咁多
，Now to be very concrete，
咁就系话神要叫我哋俾神拯救到一个地步，似翻神自己嘅儿子。
It is for God to do His work of salvation upon us to save us to a point that we will be like His son.
所以圣经里面话系将我哋无成神嘅儿子嘅形象。
So it says in the scriptures that we are to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，嗰个系神嘅旨，神嘅旨意。
Brothers and sisters, that is the will of God.
你先上边间大学
？Now which school you will go out to？
你读边嘅科目
？What courses you go to？
或者话你读完书之后咁。
Or then, after you finish school, then.
你年纪大啦。
You're older now.
你要有自己嘅家庭啦。
You have time to have a family.
你要寻找结婚嘅对象啦。
You will seek after a spouse.
你又喺嗰处嚟等候神自己安排啦。
Again, you wait for the arrangement of God.
你又碰到神嘅旨意啦。
Again, you encounter this point about seeking after the will of God. Brothers and sisters, you must see.
呢一切嘅实际上边好具体嘅点点滴滴嘅神嘅。我哋称佢为神嘅旨意嘅事物。
All these points and bits, very practical things that we encounter, even though we term it the will of God, the things, the will of God that we seek after.
都系为咗要完成嗰一个旨意。
It is in order to accomplish that one will.
或者调翻转头嚟讲
，In other words, if we turn it around,
都系因着嗰个旨意，然后就有咗咁多嘅低一层嘅。生活上面嘅接触
，It is because of that one will that all these other on the lower level on another plane these wills that come about that we encounter in our daily living。
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神
，We praise and thank our God。
神好清楚俾我哋睇到
，God shows us very clearly。
神容许一啲嘅难处临到我哋
，God allows for some difficulty to come upon us
去完成。神喺我哋身上嘅嗰个目的。
It is in order for us to finish to accomplish that purpose God has upon us。
所以喺底下呢
，So later on，
佢就提到一啲嘅好实际嘅事情啦。
It mentions some very practical matters。
提到呢啲好实际嘅事情嘅时候呢
，Now when it mentions these very practical matters，
弟兄姊妹，你读落去你就知道系一回咩事。
Brothers and sisters， when we read on， we will understand it。
所以我哋就唔详细去解说嗰部分嘅说。
So we won't go into detail in explaining this passage。
然后第三件事情，
圣
灵喺呢处特别提到。
The third thing the Holy Spirit mentions here，
喺积极嗰方面呢。除咗话叫我哋成圣，除咗话叫我哋除咗话要叫我哋学习讨神嘅喜悦，除咗话要叫我哋完成神嘅旨意可以得以成圣。
On the positive active aspect of enduring afflictions, besides God telling us.Our attitude is to please Him or for the completion of the will of God to our sanctification.
第三方面呢，佢再提醒我哋。
The third aspect it reminds us.
要叫我哋知道，如果我哋唔系咁积极嘅，系活喺神嘅面前呢
？It is in order for us to know if we do not live very actively, possibly before God.
我哋就会同自己制造一个咁样嘅难处。
Will encounter the following difficulty for ourselves.
呢个难处喺当时嚟讲，我哋唔觉得有咩咁巴闭嘅。
This difficulty for in those days for us today is no big deal.
甚至我哋唔觉得嗰个系难处。
Even to a point we think this is not a difficulty.
因为呢个难处呢，唔系上边一章、二章、三章里边所提到嗰啲嘅喺外边嘅环境上面所带俾我哋嘅困扰。
Because this difficulty that is going to talk about is not what is pointed out in chapters 1, 2, and 3 about the external difficulty that is brought upon us externally. Here, the difficulty we're able to see that is brought about us is completely a spiritual difficulty. It is not materialistic or physical external difficulty.
那个难处呢, 在当时来讲呢,
this difficulty for those days, to us today, we find very comfortable.
你完全没有难处的那个味道和那个感觉在那里。
There's no feeling or no flavor of difficulty at all with this point.
你说那个是什么事情?
You question then, what difficulty is that?
你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
如果我们在神的面前,不是积极地这样来进入到神的安排那里,
if we're not very actively, positively entering into that arrangement of God, we'll create this difficulty for ourselves.
那个难处就是叫做拒绝神。
That difficulty is to reject God.
等于如果提到拒绝神,
now, brothers and sisters, when you mention that point to reject God,
我们中文圣经就讲到弃绝神,那个程度上面更深一层。
In the Chinese translation, it says to forsake God, it seems like a deeper degree.
但是不理你拒绝神也好,弃绝神也好,
but whether you forsake God, reject God, despise God,
换一句话来说,就是说你和神保持了一定的距离。
In other words, we have kept somewhat of a distance from God.
等于你能够和神保持一定的距离呢, 对我们来说真的很开心。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we're in that situation where we do keep somewhat of a distance from God to us, we're very happy with that.
因为你想做什么都没有人管你。
Because in that situation, we can still do whatever we want and no one cares for us.
神要管你,你也不用理他。
If God wants to be care for us, we don't need to be mindful of God.
圣灵在那时来阻挡你,你也不用理他。
If the Holy Spirit hinders us in that situation, we don't need to be mindful of the Holy Spirit.
因为根本你和神就保持了一定的距离。
Because we have always kept a distance from God.
你可以很自由自在地生活在你所想的。
We can still live very comfortably and freely in whatever situation we're in.
但等于你必须看到一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, we must see one thing.
我们今天的弃绝神,
but if we despise God today,
是造成 那天神弃绝我们,
it will bring about the situation on that day that God will despise us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that is a very serious matter.
所以圣灵用保罗在这说,
so the Holy Spirit uses Paul here and says,
我们拒绝不是拒绝人,
therefore we do not despise men.
因为保罗在那时说到,
because Paul is teaching them they must live very well according to the word of God.
如果他们不接受的话,
now if they do not accept that,
保罗就告诉他们,
Paul tells them then,
你们不接受那个呢,
he therefore that despises,
并不是只是在那里拒绝人,
despise not man,
而实际上你在那里是拒绝神,
but in fact, God,
保罗没有提到特别的事情,
Paul did not mention any specific
matter.
He did not specifically mention what if you despise God today.
但是保罗只是按照圣灵的引导就提到,你要看到那件事情是一个拒绝神的事情。
But Paul mentions, according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you must see through that matter if you despise, it is not man, but God.
如果那件事是拒绝神的事呢?
If that is a matter of despising God,
你就留意到那个结果就是非常的严重的了。
Brothers and sisters, you must take note then that result will be very severe.
不过我们特别要先提一提,
but we must first mention,
保罗如今是对神的儿女讲话,
now Paul is speaking to the children of God,
不是对那些未认识神的人讲话,
he is not speaking to those who do not know God.
如果是对未认识神的人讲的话, 你拒绝神那个结局就是永远的灭亡,
Now, of course, if Paul was speaking to those who do not know God, the rejection of God, of course, then will be eternal damnation, and there's nothing to consider about that. But now the Holy Spirit is using Paul to speak to the children of God. Now, what is the result of the children of God forsaking God? Does that mean once again now they fall back into the trap of eternal damnation? Brothers and sisters, we must be clear on that. If you're one who is saved by grace, yet practically you do not follow after the Lord. In other words, just using the term in this passage, we forsake God, we despise God. We thank God in one sense. Even if we're in this condition, our salvation by grace cannot change. Those who are saved by grace will not fall back into eternal damnation. Even so, that we do not fall back into eternal damnation. But that result is not pleasant at all. Because one day, when the Lord returns, we will all come before the Lord's presence. And the judgment seat of the Lord. If we forsake the Lord now, on that day, we will discover. The result will be the Lord will reject us. What does He forsake us? He will reject us in a way that we cannot enjoy that ultimate purpose of His salvation for us. When we see the Lord, we would have lost out on much abundance and glory which He has prepared for us to enjoy. Did I not mention these words with brothers and sisters from 2 Peter? The Lord desires for each one of us to enter abundantly, richly into the everlasting kingdom of His Son. But the result would be, on that day, there would be many. They're able to enter into the kingdom of God's Son. Yet we enter very sadly, very pitifully. We enter very lackingly. Brothers and sisters, that's not God's desire to accomplish upon us. So the Holy Spirit uses Paul for a very clear reminder. We must continue to keep that closest, the nearest distance we have to God. How close, how intimate are we with God to a point? There is no separation, no barrier between God and us. We are completely united with God. We would not be one who would forsake or despise God. It is in that way we await for the day when we shall see our Lord's
face.
Now what we just shared is the first half of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We can say in a way that it is the conclusion of the first half of the book of 1 Thessalonians.
然后跟着下去呢,
as we continue on,
弟兄姐妹就转下去另外的一个主题那里了。
Brothers and sisters, we turn into another topic.
另外一个主题是什么呢?
What is this other topic?
今晚我们起一个头先,
we'll just have a beginning tonight.
就不会接触得到进去的了。
We won't go into it tonight.
在第13节开始,
starting with verse 13,
圣灵就用保罗去回答他们当中的一个问题。
The Holy Spirit uses Paul to answer one of their questions they had.
我们有理由相信这个问题是帖撒罗尼加教会的弟兄姊妹，他们写信去问保罗，或者托人去到问保罗的。
We have reason to believe this is a question that is posed to Paul from the Thessalonian brothers and sisters by letter or by someone who went to ask Paul. Because there are many things that happen in their midst that trouble them.
什么事情呢?
What kind of matters?
弟兄姊妹，我们留意到保罗一直在他们中间跟他们交通。
Now, brothers and sisters, we take note that Paul continues to share in their midst.
跟他们提到在患难的里面要等候主。
Upon this point of in tribulation, we must await for the Lord.
并且我们特别留意到在前书就没有提到那么清楚。
Especially in the books of Thessalonians, even though it's not as clear in 1 Thessalonians,
但已经指出了问题呢?
But has already pointed out that
在第一章,
problem.
我们读第一章的时候,
even when we read chapter 1,
你就留意到,
it says there,
最拉尾那处呢,就讲到话,是要等候神的儿子从天降临,就是他从死里复活,那位救我们脱离将来的愤怒的耶稣嘛。
It says in chapter 1, verse 10, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. In other words, it speaks on the matter of the Lord's return. It speaks of the fact for those who believe in the Lord, they live under such a hope. When the Lord comes in his glory, he will bring us into glory. Now,
在帖撒罗尼迦教会当中就发生一些事了。
Amongst the church in Thessalonica, there are some issues.
因为当他们写信去问保罗也好，托人去问保罗也好，那个时候呢，主仲未翻嚟。
Because now at this time, whether they sent someone to ask Paul or wrote a letter to ask Paul, during that time, the Lord did not return yet.
就算保罗现在回他们的信，讲及这件事的时候，主都仲未翻嚟。Even
when Paul writes this letter to them to answer their question, the Lord still did not return yet.
但是有些事情发生了。But
some issues happen amongst them.
什么事呢?
What kind of thing?
在我们中间已经有些弟兄姊妹离开离世了。Now
in our situation, some have already died.
那他们怎么办呢?
What happens to them?
主回来的时候，他们不在了。
When the Lord returns, they are no longer here.
那怎么办呢?
Then what happens?
那他们能不能够见主呢?
Are they able to see the Lord?
主将来会不会再次去接受他们呢?
Will the Lord accept them again when he returns?
因为主来的时候,
because when the Lord returns,
他们已经离世了,
they already died.
不在这个世界上面,
they're no longer in this world.
主见不到他们在这个世界上面,
the Lord no longer sees them in this world.
他们也见不到主来了,
they cannot see the Lord's return.
那怎么办呢?
What happens? What happens to this group of people?
是不是就这样就永远的死去呢?
Would that mean they will die forever?
那所以他们就将这个问题来问，带到保罗那处来了。
They brought this question before Paul.
保罗就带他们去认识到，当主再来的时候， 在神的儿女身上所发生的事了。
Then Paul leads for them to understand and know the matters that will take place when the Lord's return.
所以从13节那里开始啊,
so beginning in chapter 13,
一路讲到第五节的中间啊,
until the middle of chapter 5,
都是讲及到关乎这件事了。
It speaks all upon this matter. It speaks on this matter of the Lord's return. But But it does not speak on the matter how the Lord is to return.
又唔係講到主嚟嘅時候會帶出乜嘢嘅結果。
It also does not speak upon when the Lord does return, what result it will bring forth.
而係集中喺當主嚟嘅時候，屬主嘅人係點樣去見主。
But it focuses on the fact when the Lord does return, those who belong to Him, how they will be, how they will go to meet the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention,
当主来的时候呢,
when the Lord returns,
属主的人呢,一定是在那两种情形里面的一种,
those who belong to the Lord will surely fall into one of these conditions.
你不可能两种情形都有的,
you will not appear in both conditions.
因为那两种情形不能够共存,
because those two conditions will not coexist.
一个情形就是死了,
one is you have already died.
第二个情形是还活着在那里,
the other situation is you're still living.
我们只能够在这两种情形里面当中的是但一个,
only in these two situations will be in one or the other.
但当主来的时候,
now when the Lord returns,
还继续活着的去见主当然没问题啦,
those who are still living and they go meet the Lord, of course you won't have an issue with that.
但已经死了那些,那怎么去见主呢?
But for those who have already died, how do they go see the Lord?
埋葬在坟墓里面,甚至或者说那个尸骨都溶解了,那怎么?
For those who died are buried and even the bones have maybe been consumed, how can they go meet the Lord? Even for those who are still living on earth, how do they go see the Lord? Do they just go meet the Lord in this way? It seems then there's some difficulty with this. Because if they were still living, then we're still in this physical body. How can this physical body be taken to the Lord in the air?
所以无论是生的是死的,
therefore, whether living or dead, there's still an issue here.
事实上面,
the fact is, no one has ever come to experience this.
你说如果说,
you say, for those who die, there's nothing to speak about. They've seen those who have been risen from the dead.
旧约又有,
there are those who experience that in the Old Testament, in the New Testament.
但是呢, 那些从死里复活过来的人呢,
but even those who are risen from the dead, the final result is they still died.
那他们怎么办?
So what do they do then?
那你说继续存留在地上那帮人呢?
So then you question those who are still alive.
那他们怎么去见主?
How do they go meet the Lord?
在旧约里面有两个人是, 就是这样被主接去,
in the Old Covenant there are two that was just received by the Lord.
一个是以诺,
one was Enoch.
一个是, 以利亚,
the other one was Elijah. Now Enoch was just taken by the Lord. We don't know how he went.
但以利亚呢, 我们又知道一点,
but for Elijah we know a little bit.
啊, 有火车火马来,
there was a chariot of fire.
然后有个龙卷风,
and then there was a whirlwind.
然后将他卷了上去天,
and he was taken up to heaven in this
world.
Now when the Lord shall
return,
when those who are living, are they going in that same way? No one knows.
所以当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹就有很多的困惑,
therefore for the Thessalonian brothers and sisters, they had this doubt.
保罗就在这里就跟他们讲解到关于主再来的这件事情当中的,
here Paul speaks to them, explain to them a part of the truth in this matter of rapture. In this portion of truth, we term it as to be raptured and resurrection.
保罗就在底下的说话里面就跟他们提及到这些事了。
In the words of Paul below, it mentions about these two matters with them. We praise and thank God.
因为保罗跟他们交通到这件事情, 就叫我们今天呢, 在神的面前, 我们就知道,
Because Paul shares with them this issue, we come to realize how we will come to meet the Lord when He shall return. It speaks on this matter of resurrection. It also speaks on the matter of rapture. If we only pay attention to the issue here mentioned in 1 Thessalonians, we feel this is not a very difficult matter to understand. Because however the Word of God says, that's what will happen. But in the generation today, we truly face many difficulties. These difficulties have to do within the church and the different views and understandings on the matter of rapture. On this point of rapture, simply put, from the 18th, 19th, 20th century to today, the 21st century.
很多信主、屬主的人
Many who believe in the Lord, who belong to the Lord, have different views and other explanations of this matter. And these individuals are not people in general. We can say these individuals who have these different explanations have a lot of spiritual weight. Therefore, it creates for us some difficulty. Because if there's only one individual with a lot of spiritual weight that says one thing, of course we all say, oh, we'll listen to him. But now there are many, many people. They all have a lot of spiritual weight. Yet they each have a different understanding. Then we're troubled.
你根据哪一个讲呢?
Who do we follow?
你根据这个讲?
If we follow according to this explanation,
你说根据那一个讲?
Or we follow according to that explanation,
你说两个都不是第三个呢?
Or none of those, but the third one.
那等于我可以很简单讲给你。
Now, brothers and sisters, I can just simply tell you this.
究竟关于被提的事情有几多种讲法呢?
In this matter of rapture, how many different views are there?
如果我们说在被提的范围上来,
if we first look at this aspect of those who are raptured,
有全教会一次被提,
there is this view on the boundary of who are raptured. There's one view as there's one rapture and the whole church is raptured.
有这个是一个解释.
That's one explanation.
另外一个解释就是呢,
another explanation is
是, 是局部被提.
It says it's a partial rapture.
那个局部是什么呢?
Now, who are those who are partially raptured?
就是教会的得胜者先被提.
It is first the overcomers of the church who are raptured first.
然后那些不是得胜者呢, 他们就不被提.
And then those who are not overcomers are not raptured.
那你说不被提的话怎么样?
Then you question, if they're not raptured, what will happen? When the Lord returns,
有人被提到主那裡去,
some will be raptured to be taken where the Lord is.
那在地上呢?
Then on earth, in the whole world,
就开始进入灾难,
there would be then the tribulation.
那即是说,
that means,
如果教会没有被提的部分呢, 就要留在地上去经历灾难,
the part of the church that is not raptured will remain in this world to go through the tribulation.
然后呢, 在经历灾难完了之后才再被提了.
Then after the end of the tribulation, they will be raptured.
这个叫做局部被提。
And that is the partial rapture.
咁最低限度我哋已经睇到，
喺
关注范围嗰方面。
And just the boundary of who of those who are raptured.
就有比较明显嘅有两个解释见解喺嗰度。
There are this very two evident explanations.
呢个从范围上面去讲。
Now this is only the boundary of those who are raptured.
如果讲从被提嘅时间去讲咧
，If we look at the point of the timing of the rapture，
又有唔一致嘅地方咧。
There are also different views.
啊，有啲弟兄们就话
，Some brothers say，
教会被提系喺灾难之前。就完成了。
Some brethren say that the rapture is complete before the tribulation.
有啲弟兄姊妹就系话咧，教会必须要全部都经过灾难，然后才可以有被提嘅事发生。
Some brethren say that the whole church must go through the entire tribulation, then rapture will take place.
啱先嗰个就叫做灾前被提。
What I said first, before the tribulation is rapture before the tribulation.
跟住我讲嗰个咧就系灾难后被提啦。
And then what I mentioned second is rapture post tribulation.
咁然后咧又有一个见解。
And then there's another view.
又唔系喺前，又唔系喺后。
That is not pre-tribulation or post-tribulation.
在灾难中间。
But it is in the middle of tribulation.
即系话教会要经过部分嘅灾难，然后呢就被提。
In other words, the church must go through a part of the tribulation, and then the church will be raptured.
最严重嘅灾难呢就唔需要见。
The church will be avoid of the most difficult tribulation.
但系起头嘅灾难呢，教会仍然系要去面对。
Yet the church is still must go through the early tribulation.
还有一批弟兄们咁样讲。
There's yet another group of brethren who says this.
被提唔系一次过嘅。
Rapture is not just once.
系好多次。
It's many different times.
所以多次被提。
So this is rapture, many raptures.
嗱，弟兄姊妹。单单是从时间和范围你就看到有这么多的不同。
So brothers and sisters, you can see just based on these two points of the boundary of who are raptured and the timing when is raptured, there are different views already.
年纪大的弟兄姊妹呢，你读书的时候等读过那个叫做什么？叫做或然率 probability。
Brothers and sisters, if you're older and you have studied this,
唔係 probability， 係嗰個排列啊，嗰個叫做咩？你而家有幾個因素喺個船，你將佢排列出嚟，有幾會排列成咗幾多種情況咧？嗰個叫做咩啊
？Possibility。
總之嗰個三個咩 ability 當中一個，我唔記得有邊一個啦。
So I don't remember what ability it is, but it's one of those
probability.
It's one of those probabilities probably.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你留意，你將嗰幾個咁嘅 factor 啊碰埋嚟嘅時候，你話可以造成幾多種解釋喺嗰處咧
？Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you put all these different factors in, how many different possibilities are there?
所以你話喺咁多嘅解釋裏面，我哋點辦
？With all these different views, then what do we do？
我哋應該點樣去體會嗰件事
？How do we come to understand this then？
嗱，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我哋就喺翻神自己嘅話嘅裏邊。
From the word of God itself，
我下一次同弟兄姊妹交通咧
，we'll share next time。
我唔同弟兄姊妹去逐個人哋咁，佢哋咁講。不准确的地方在哪里，所以我们不接受这个这个究竟是准确，所以我们接受这个，我不同弟兄姊妹这样讲。
I won't go into detail each one by itself with brothers and sisters where there is an error in this view, so we cannot accept this, and where is correct and we accept this view.
如果要这样讲的话，我们要再多一个月的即是再多四次聚会，我们都没办法讲得清楚。
If we were to look at it that way one by one, even if we had another four meetings in a month, that would not be enough.
但我们会回到神自己的话的里面。
But we go back into the Word of God itself.
我指出弟兄姊妹你睇，圣经嘅里边讲及到复活同被提嘅时候，有几个原则 很清楚摆喺嗰度。
I will point out for brothers and sisters when it mentions about this point of rapture, there are a few principles that is clearly laid out for us in the Bible.
当你掌握到呢几个原则嘅时候
，and when you're able to grasp these principles，
你就能够判别究竟我哋应该点样去睇呢个被提同埋复活嘅事。
You will be able to discern then how you should look upon these points, these matters of resurrection and rapture.
今日我只系将一个咁样嘅起头嘅情形去话俾弟兄姊妹知。
Tonight I will just tell brothers and sisters at the beginning with this point.
下个星期翻嚟嘅时候，我咦唔系喎，下个星期我唔翻嚟喎。再下个星期翻嚟。
So when I return in 2 weeks, we will look into that.
我会同弟兄姊妹睇翻呢方面。
I will go into that with brothers and sisters.
咁然后弟兄姊妹你自己就能够领会到。
Then brothers and sisters, you yourself can understand.
究竟将来主翻嚟嘅时候，我哋点样去见主
？When the Lord shall return, how we shall meet Him?
我哋祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，但愿你藉着圣灵嘅帮助，叫我哋更多嘅明白你心里边嘅意念。
Lord, may you help us to understand more of the thoughts in your heart through the help of the Holy Spirit.
你已经同我哋讲咗话。
You have already spoken to us.
求主用着你所讲嘅话向我哋发出亮光。
Lord, may you use the words you have spoken to us and enlighten us.
一面叫我哋晓得你拣选我哋嘅目的。
On the one hand, for us to understand what is the purpose of your choice of us.
一面你又俾我哋晓得。我哋点样去见你
？On the other hand, let us realize how we shall meet you.
主啊，但愿你自己嘅荣耀嘅心意系毫无保留嘅完成喺我哋嘅身上。
Lord, may your glorious will be completed upon us without any reservation.
我仰望你。
We look to thee.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.